occur, and strong wind gusts too associated with some of the storms. As a result of an upper level feature and across the Gulf Coast region through the weekend, temperatures will be kept in check. Today's 80s will head on down into the 70s. Tomorrow, 80s, middle and upper 80s, Saturday as well as Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. The annual Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs. Saturday, September 3rd. Lined with shops, galleries, boutiques, restaurants, and a wide variety of music, food, arts, and crafts, paired with businesses and also featured in the depot and Cornerstone parking lots. Family fun at the annual Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs. Saturday, September 3rd, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. More info at Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs Facebook page.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
Yep. I don't know what to say anymore. I do, but... I'm facing oblivion, facing taking my show off the air in the very near future. I don't know why I can't get people to wake up to the fact that the Coast Guard is not supposed to be a branch of military. It was in the Department of Transportation when it filed charges against me. It had the United States of America, Department of Transportation, Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. Coast Guard as the the plaintiffs, the ones that sued me in a Article 2 court. Only to protect and defend ASM, APL, who I'd filed suit against at first, and Mattson, who I had filed suit against second time, and MEBA, the union, which is run by the mob, Gordon Ward, member of District 1, MEBA, had filed suit to, under RICO, I think, to go after the Gene DeFries, who had taken over the union, and we somehow... we had baseball bats in the halls, union halls. We were protecting the union halls, sleeping in the union halls, and more. When all this started in early 90s up to the mid 90s. Well, yeah, early 90s. Up to the mid-90s. So, it's like right after I get out of school, 91. there was the FBI filed a lawsuit against Gene DeFreeze, and he was convicted of racketeering. I don't know if it was racketeering or pled to a lesser charge or whatever, but he went to jail. I'm kind of all alone out here, swinging in the wind. My union has defended the shipping companies against me. They used their collective might. These are big shipping companies, corporations too. APL is now owned by NOL, which is owned by CG or CGA, CGM. It's a French company. Look what's going on with Macron. And the Swiss World Economic Forum. Switzerland is divided into three regions. One that speaks Swiss as its business language, one that speaks German as its business language, and one that speaks French as its business language. All you have to do is look to all the changes that have been carried out in the war. The Coast Guard was created in the middle of World War I, 1915. Coast Guard was created. It's now, it, there was a, in the congressional record in the Senate, where the Coast Guard is called before the Committee on the Judiciary. In 1946, they admitted on the record that they are not a branch of military, and they've been trying to change themselves into a branch of military. They've succeeded. They are not a branch of military. That's one reason why the Navy used to have them on board, fly their pennant, so that civilians from other countries could see the Coast Guard's pennant and know that they were dealing with a civilian agency. But now somehow this civilian agency has turned itself into a branch of military, one that comes under Title 10 and the UCMJ that it borrowed from DOD as if it was in the DOD. It's not. It was in Title 14 under Title 5. Title 5 is the Federal Administrative Procedure Act. That I keep talking about, keep squawking about, keep blurting out about. They used me. If you take a look, go to Coast Guard ALJ decisions, and you'll see that they brought charges against me in 2003 and didn't finalize the complaint or the until 2008. It has the I don't know, it's some number. It shows the 03 when it was filed, and in the 08 when it was dispensed with. A branch of military stripped me of my naval commission, stripped me of my merchant marine license, and then pursued me as a civilian without any of the rights or protections that I had, and then declared me incompetent. They've changed the reading on it. Now they say that I was medically incompetent. If you look at the Coast Guard regulations, I'm the only person ever charged and found to be medically incompetent. And what I've been disclosing on the air, asking for help, is serious, because I'm the only one who has stuck up for this stuff and who is saying, hey, look, you know what's going on. We'll be back. 504-556-9696. Take some calls in a little bit. I don't know what to say.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana. Our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5 touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Okay. I was going through the Commandant's decisions on appeal, if anybody's interested. There's so few of them because a civilian mariner who is brought before a military tribunal, not knowing what it is, I know because I went to Kings Point and I was trained on the UCMJ and Title 10. You're blown away with what they can get away with, what they can do. They win 97% of the time. There's a handful of decisions. APL. Go to type in APL or Commandant's decisions on appeal and look up Shine 2689 from 2010. There's not very many of the Commandant's decisions on appeal because we're the only standalone service in the United States that comes under a branch of military that is not the same. It's not supposed to come under the Coast Guard. God bless all those who have come under these Coast Guard decisions or Coast Guard military tribunals who are not paying attention or are and who've lost against a branch of military that has declared war on civilian mariners. We're like UPS, for want of a better word. We're the civilians in times of peace, and in times of war, we become naval reserve officers. They attacked a naval reserve officer. This is your own Coast Guard. Put him through hell. I'm referring to myself, of course. And still are, because I'm innocent. They said it was medical incompetence. I had to appeal to the Coast Guard Commandant. Even though I'm not in the Coast Guard, I'm in, when active, in the Department of the Navy, and otherwise a civilian. But I'm only in the Navy when they declare an act of war and make me into, through Title 10 executive order, put me on active duty in the Navy, and the Coast Guard ignored this. And the same Coast Guard officer, Lieutenant Triboulet, who was the Lieutenant Triboulet who charged me, then set out as his goal to prosecute me. He took over his own case. And proceeded to, you know, after they had already, ALJ Brudzinski trained him. He's the ALJ who he came before. So he'd been before him a bunch of times. ALJ Brudzinski was from New York. I'm in California. Even on the Ninth Circuit, the panel that heard the, you know, appeal, included a judge from New York, a district court judge who was flown out, all expenses paid, to sit on the Ninth Circuit as a sitting or presiding judge from New York. And he had some choice words for me. Well, I hope this young man gets his, you know, gets the help that he needs. Whatever. You know, I was there and I could have told him, it's not the point of this, but the judge was, I forgot the judge's name. I'm trying to remember it. He was working for the British Crown. All of these people, I'm suffering through a, you know, British tribunal, a military tribunal carried on by the British or their kin. We're going to break. We'll be back after this break. 504-556-9696. Oh, I'm a lot of things have happened, and a lot of things are happening, and they're all not good. People, when I'm not here anymore, somebody's got to pick up and go after the Coast Guard. Keep these people honest. The first Coast Guard Commandant, Admiral Bertoff, 1915, 1916, 1917.
Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks, at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
This is Jay Walker, voice of the Raging Cajuns. Catch University of Louisiana Lafayette football right here each week on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. The State Bond Commission continues to block $39 million in funding for the New Orleans Sewerage and Water Board. More from Jeff Palermo.
For the second consecutive meeting, the Bond Commission voted to delay the future line of credit because the city's top elected officials have said they will not enforce the state's abortion ban. Republican Attorney General Jeff Landry leads the opposition.
If they want this project to go forward, rescind the resolution.
Lobbyist Paul Rainwater represents the city and says a project to reduce street flooding should not be held up by politics.
We actually have an opportunity to fix this problem in the city of New Orleans by 2024.
But the Bond Commission is not yet ready to release this line of credit. I'm Jeff Palermo.
I-20 westbound through Shreveport was closed for several hours this morning while law enforcement investigated a shooting and car crash on the Red River I-20 bridge. Police say the vehicle was riddled with bullet holes and the driver suffered a gunshot to the head. The victim's in critical condition. Cops are investigating. This is news from LRN.
For nearly half a century, Tiger Ag magazine has covered all things LSU sports. The 2003 National Championship with Coach Nick Saban. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. The 2007 National Championship with Coach Les Miles. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. And the undefeated season of the 2019 National Championship with Coach Ed Orgeron. Tiger Rag was there. With coverage from the practice field to the hoisting of the trophy. But in all these years of LSU sports moments, there has never been a more exciting time to be a Tiger fan than now. A new era has arrived at Tiger Stadium. Coach Brian Kelly has arrived in Baton Rouge with aspirations of grasping the one thing that has eluded his illustrious career, a national championship.
It takes hard work. It takes a commitment.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there every step of the way as Coach Kelly attempts to solidify his status in Louisiana immortality. Follow each moment with Tiger Rag Magazine on newsstands now. Online at TigerRag.com.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topic.
Bush was involved in doing one thing for sure, that I was on a ship to Israel to offload some jet fuel and some other stuff. And they were using the natural oil reserve or national oil reserve. I'm trying to think of the name of it. But they were offloading, bringing in full tanker and offloading of oil when 9/11 was happening. And handing over to the royal families of Israel a tanker full of petroleum products, JP7, I think, to be sold at auction, or is already sold at auction. So they were stealing and selling our oil from our National Strategic Oil Reserve. There's the name. I put grievances in for that ship as well. I didn't sue on that one. They just got me on Matson. And Matson, they the one of the ships that they prosecuted me for, that I was medically incompetent, although we get a we have a totally different system. All we go to the Coast Guard for is to proctor our tests. There's been a lot of complaints about the Coast Guard, and they've all been stifled. So now it is a standalone branch of military in the Department of Homeland Security, coming under Title 10 and the UCMJ, that was used for the Defense Department, for all the branches of military that are therein, the Space Force, the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps. But the Coast Guard is saying it comes under this special version of Title 10. So they moved all of Title 10 into the Department of Homeland Security. And are saying that posse comitatus no longer applies. Posse comitatus was a law that was fought for by Southern senators in the Civil War, 10 years after, because the North had continued to use the military as a police force upon its own citizens. That's what we are headed towards. That's what we are in the midst of. And it's not, it's a Germanic, I dare say. It's a British, I dare say, who are Germanic, Saxon, Anglo-Saxon, were predominantly took over the entire east side of the island of Britain. They fought a very long time and a very hard war with Rome way back in the day. I just wish I could have done more to make it clear how much I'm hurting. To make it clear how much they have done to me. After filing an appeal to the commandant, who upholds it, you know, verbatim. This is in the Merchant Marine, where you're not supposed to be in the Coast Guard. We're not in the Coast Guard, but they are treating as if we are, and a lesser brand thereof, that the Coast Guard has gone full tilt, full-time military. It's only supposed to, by executive order, when we're at war, move personnel and equipment, possibly, into the Navy or the Army, real branches of military. But now we're saying that the Coast Guard is a real branch of military. Remember when it was guarding the game at, where was that? It was New Orleans or Florida, the last Super Bowl game. Last year, maybe the year before. It was in Florida. Thank you, Patty. I don't know what to say that'll get, you know, people to act accordingly to overthrow the government that has overthrown us, the British. I thought that once people knew that it's the British, they would be up in arms, knowing that we had been lied to. This has been going on a long time, people. You know, probably well before World War One and World War Two, that were concocted for a reason to put us at war so they could get into and have the English or British. If you notice how many commercials are done by Brits, it's simply amazing, you know. They want to lord themselves over us. Not in a good way. Not in a holy way. Not in a Christian way. But as a unchristian, devil worshiping, members of the Council on Foreign Relations that worship Baphomet. And I'm not making this up, people. It's, you can go look for yourself. You know, you have to think of what agency is going to charge somebody with being depressed. This is the most maddening, of course. That's how they take things over. They do it by force. they took over, like Marine Inspection. The Coast Guard took it over. Coast Guard's been taking over a lot of stuff for a long time. That's why Hamilton had tried to push the revenue and revenue cutter Marine on the people. Hamilton was a member of the Morgan family and a member of the Rothschild family. There recently came out that a someone who had was more contemporary to this time, somebody still alive, had counted Morgan and Rothschild as his ancestors. We'll be back. We're going to break. 504-556-9696.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown!
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for Ragin' Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty. Talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up New Orleans on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hey!
So, all right. So I tried pulling up the appeals on the new Commandant's decision on appeal page and can't pull them up. They send my computer to, it's NCH software, Doxillion, to upload the program, and you have to pay for it. You have to have the software to subscribe to view this. They charge me $8 a page for transcripts when we're not supposed to be charged at all. The judge, ALJ Brudzinski, was a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard. The lieutenant commander, AAA, who prosecuted me, was the same officer who charged me. They didn't allow me to defend myself. They didn't allow a defense, a break for defense. The union's involved in all this. The shipping companies are involved in all this. They get somebody they don't like, or they have a legitimate complaint, or any other reason. The licensed personnel board, which used to be a panel of five arbitrators, two for the employers, two for the employees, and one for neutral third, who settles the dispute if they can't settle it themselves, is no more. I found out that the head of the lead arbitrator was in Scotland and hadn't carried on, although he'd been getting paychecks, was in Scotland. And they wanted me to use another arbitrator chosen by ASM, the employer, for me, the employee. And I don't think that was going to work. I've been through hell and back. And I'm here to say that the English, British, German, Crown. Oh, that's what I was getting. It's five arbitrators. After you appeal to the Coast Guard Commandant, then you get to appeal to the NTSB. So after spending years in federal court, they filed a cross complaint under the executive branch, pulled me out, and prosecuted me for the very same thing that I was filing an appeal or filing a complaint about. I don't know. I've been tortured. Bush changed the this was all about us, people. That's what I've been trying to say. That's why I keep bringing up myself and what's happened to me is that they're coming after you wholeheartedly. It's people who don't are not American. They're, you know, it's a private cabal. It's tied to the Council on Foreign Relations, which is tied to the Bilderberg, Davos, which is tied to the Trilateral Commission, which in the end is also tied to the World Economic Forum. All four are happy campers of a royalist society. They are the people who have gotten their wealth through, over time, generations in time. They are the stakeholders. They will be the new Congress. It won't be a U.S. Congress, an American Congress. It will be a World Congress. It will be held in Switzerland. You ever wonder why that, why it maintained its neutrality? And it's just, you know, it's hard to fathom how corrupt, because that's, you know, one of the things I'm trying to show out is that they corrupted the decisions, and you're going to be held in these proceedings, if you even get to a proceeding. You know, I'm checking out. I really, I wish you all the best of luck. I wish I had something to say. I can't. But if you look at the my appeal, it's the only one. Most all the other appeals are within the same year. Mine was 5 years later in a military tribunal. They don't tell you that. The Ninth Circuit made a note of that. That the Coast Guard to save life and limb could get at my medical records, and they're not supposed to have access to them. And there wasn't anything in there anyways. But they made it up. They even said that I said that evil spirits possess me at times. I never said that. They did. We caught them on it. They just kept trying. And they get a hold of one person who doesn't have the money. And they destroy them. I'll see you later, people. Bye.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.